This is KCR Community Corner. I'm sitting with Jenny Marchant. Who do you work for, Jenny?
I work for REAP Scotland.
REAP Scotland. Now, for those people who don't know what REAP does, tell me about it.
Well, REAP is an environmental charity. We're based in Keith. And we basically are looking to promote environmental and sustainable lifestyles. And the way that we do this is helping people to heat their homes better and eat well for less. And basically, alongside that, improve the environment for everybody.
And when I saw you, the letter that you were kind enough to send, I really liked it. Your job title is Energy Champions Worker.
It is. I am a champion.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. I'm all for champions. So what does an energy champion do?
The Energy Champions Worker goes out across the whole of Moray and gives free and impartial advice to people about their energy usage, how to save money on energy, and how to teach other people how to save money on energy. So the Energy Champions Worker really is looking to create more energy champions in everybody.
Right, so your principal job is to help other champions rather than be a champion yourself?
Both.
And why is it necessary to have an energy champion?
Well, I mean, we all use energy. Mm-hmm. We can't stop using energy. Mm-hmm. It's how we live our lives and how we get on with what we do. And unfortunately, it's not going to cost us any less going forward. So we need to work out how we can save money by using less ourselves, mm-hmm. But also thinking about the ways that we create it in the future as well.
So you talked about going out into the community. How do you go out into the community?
We do it in lots of different ways. So I do schools workshops where I go and speak to mainly primary 5, 6 and 7, and we do a great workshop with them where I spend time in the North Sea in one area of the classroom, mm-hmm. pretending to drill for oil, and then we teach the kids how they bring that energy into the home to get their favourite Simpsons programme on. Mm-hmm. And then we discuss the way that these fossil fuels are changing and the different ways that we're going to have to produce our energy in the future.
Right.
I also go into places like the DWP job centres and do impartial advice there.
Drop-in sessions. That's the Department of Work and Pensions.
It is, yes. Yeah. So we do drop-in sessions there, but we're also going to be doing one-to-one sessions so people can book in and come in and speak to us there.
Right.
You might even find us at a coffee morning where you can come up to us and we'll have our stall and we can give you free impartial advice there as well.
Well, I was going to ask you how... Who can get this advice?
Everybody. We're a charity and my remit is the whole of Moray. Mm. Anybody that wants this advice can come to me and get it. You can phone us in the office. Mm-hmm. Can I give the office number?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, we're in Keith, so it's 01542 and it's 888070. But we also have the website, so they can get in touch with us at reapscotland.org.uk.
Uh-huh. Try and remind me before we stop speaking to ask you to say that again.
Yeah, sure.
Because once might not be enough. We'll register that later on. And this is through REAP. So, and it's part of the overall objective of that organisation.
It is, yes, yeah? Yes. It's not everything we do, but
no,
the energy...
No, that's what I was going to ask, because mm-hmm. the function of REAP is much more widely than energy saving.
It is. And if people have heard of REAP before, the chances are they've heard of it because they know about the gardening side of REAP, uh-huh. Our gardening sessions at Cooper Park, our herbs on the high street in Elgin, our garden at the back of Mary Hill where we grow lots of edible things. I mean, it's great. We've just seeded all the potatoes. Right. We've got edible hedges growing and things like that. So that's maybe why people will know about REAP, but they might not be as aware about the energy side and what we can do on
energy side. I've just learned. I mean, potatoes on that hill would be... It's the only potatoes that have ever been grown on that hill, I'm sure.
Well, there's lots of them. There's plenty of them in now. Yes. A whole patch.
if my parents would hear, they'd be saying, oh yes, I remember when I did that back during the war, you know. Now, if we look at, we're looking at energy here, so if you were, when you're starting your talk, what are the key ways that you're trying to promote it? How can we do this? Saving energy.
Well, the first thing that we'll talk about is we like to tell people that they can do things straight away that don't actually cost them money, that will then eventually save them money. So, because a lot of people will think that they've got to spend quite a lot to change the house and things to save money on their energy. But actually, there's lots of things that you can be doing day to day, just changing habits. So things like showering for less time, just 1 minute less, and that'll save you money across the year. You can turn your thermostat down by a degree, and you'll be surprised at how much that can save you. On average, £75 off your annual fuel bill just by turning your thermostat down by 1 degree. So we'll go through things like that with people. Mm. And whilst they might think that they know they're doing everything in the house that they can do, they'll still find something that they're not doing and can go home and do and save energy that way.
So when you broach this subject with people, what's the most common response that you get?
I would say when people are thinking about their electricity and their gas and their fuel bills, the most common thing that I get is that they don't want to change suppliers. They think that the customer service that they're used to with their supplier that they've always had is not going to be bettered by anybody else, or that it's too much of a hassle to change. But what we can do at REAP is we can support you in looking for different tariffs, we can support you in switching supplier, and because we're free and we're impartial, we don't promote anybody over anybody else, and you've got no obligation to switch at the end, but we can at least show you what you could be saving, and then the choice is there and up to you to do it.
Because lots of people are scared of all the hassle.
They are, but it's actually very, very easy. You can do it on the websites. You can go to uSwitch, which is an impartial website as well, and it will show you all the different tariffs that are available to you. Or if you're not keen on using the website, you can do it over the phone. There's Citrus Energy, and they'll do the same service but over the phone. So if you're more happy to use the phone and do it that way, then they'll talk you through it in all the same ways. And what REAP can do for you is help you to understand your energy bill and understand your energy usage, because the more accurate that information is, the more accurate the information will be when you come to switching. So those savings that they project for you will be much more accurate if you understand what you already use.
Yes, yes. So that's where these meters that have been installed by various suppliers should give me more information.
The smart meters, yes, certainly they'll give you more accuracy about what you're using day to day. Again, you don't have to feel under any obligation to have one installed, but if you choose to have one installed, REAP can help you to understand how that process should go, because they have to follow very strict guidelines when they install these meters as well.
Right.
They shouldn't be trying to switch your energy supplier whilst they're installing them. They shouldn't be trying to sell you anything while they're installing them. It should be all about the benefit for you and literally getting that smart meter put in and explaining to you exactly how to use it before they leave you with it.
So if I get all the numbers and I decide, well, no, I've been with this supplier for the last 30 years, I think I'll change now. How does that affect the meter?
What I would say is that if you don't already have your smart meter installed and you are considering changing supplier, then I would consider changing supplier first. And then once you're sure you're happy with your new supplier, you can go ahead, if you choose to, and get your smart meter installed. There are still a few issues with smart meters in terms of changing supplier, but they are working on that. And I think it's a software update more than anything
right.
that will come through, and then they will they will have resolved that issue, and then there won't be any issues going forward changing supplier. But in the meantime, what you can do is, if you have got a smart meter and you have changed supplier, you can still continue to phone in or use the internet and give them accurate readings whilst that is in process.
Mm. And you're talking about saving the planet in macro terms, but you're also talking about saving money.
Yes, yeah, which is a win-win, really.
Yes, yes, yes. And is there an average saving if somebody's doing all those things that you think that they should do?
The energy saving kind of quick wins in the home. Aye. Yes, if you do all of that, then we're talking probably on average about £200 a year off your actual fuel bill if you change the habits. If you're switching supplier, again, on average, you could probably save about the same just by using the market competitively.
Right, right. And if somebody was looking to avail themselves of your advice, how do they go about that?
Well, they can get in touch with us through the office, so they can phone us on 01542 888070, or they can get in touch with us over the website, which is reapscotland.org.uk. They can pop into the office. We're open in Keith Monday to Thursday, so they can pop in anytime. In the office, you can also drop in, and we take donations for Murray Food Plus and Murray Supports Refugees. So we're a donation point for both of those charities as well. Mm-hmm. And whilst you're in there, you can pop in and you can speak to anybody in the office. Catherine and Tracy are stalwarts in there. And they also have lots of energy saving knowledge. And if they don't know the answer to the question, which is unlikely, they'll pass your details on to myself or my colleague Tracy, who can both come out and do home visits and things.
Right. So if we were trying to focus the mind, what are the three biggest hints you would say to save energy?
The first one, and the most important one, the one you can all do straight away, is check you're on the best tariff. So check you're on the best tariff with your supplier, or check that you may be able to switch and get a better tariff. In the home, you can do things like draft proofing, which will also create better efficiency in the home. And finally, I would say turn your temperature down by 1 degree on the thermostat, and that's going to save you about £75 off your annual bill. And if you don't notice the change in temperature, then that's a win-win.
Well, given us a lot to think about there, given me a lot to think about. But we have to save the planet, and I mean, I don't say that lightly, because you know it's necessary, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
And we can all, you know, switch the light out.
Oh yes, switch your lights off when you're not in the room. Change your lights over to LEDs from the halogen ones. You'll be saving lots of money on that. Turn things off standby. Turn them off properly at the wall. That's going to save you money and save the planet. Only boil what you want in the kitchen.
Say that again for me.
Switch all your appliances off standby. Don't leave things on standby. Switch them off properly at the wall. That's going to save you money. That's electricity going into things that you don't even need to be using.
What, you mean I have to switch off the television every time I finish using the television?
Absolutely.
Oh, Jenny.
I know it's an extra effort, but it's very worthwhile.
Is it? Yeah.
Just by switching things off standby, you're going to save about £30 a year off your energy bill. £30 a year you're paying for your standby.
Oh my. Jenny Marchant from REAP, I'm really grateful, and we're grateful for all these interesting things. I'm going to be awfully busy when I get home.
I should think so. But it'll save you money in the long run.
Well, I'm all for saving my money, and that's what this exercise is about. What REAP's about.
Absolutely. Good. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.